Have you the time on your hands for a stroll? Then put on your earphones and let yourself roll out from the confines of home and routine to a world where the Easter Bunny has been. Now, normally she nibbles some cocoa and foil, digests them and drops them as eggs in the soil for children to find and gorge on all week. But this year she's left audible treasures to seek. You know, this Easter Bunny, who everyone thinks is a cutesy, cartoony girl rabbit in pink, who only has chocolate and chicks on her mind and does nothing except plan eggs for us to find? That's nonsense. And this so-called bunny is too well aware of how we portray her like that every year. Now, she's not too bothered by that, but does care that we all call her bunny, when in fact, she's a hare. Her name was once Istra, the goddess of dawn. That's why it's called East, where the sun rises from. It's at this time of year, as light spills from her hand, that we mark the return of green life to the land. So, have you now time on your hands for adventure? Well, tie both your laces and put in your dentures. And while staying within 2 kilometer patches, go and explore and keep listening for something that hatches. Well done. You've found it. Good hunting, my friends. The Easter Bunny left you the sound of some hens and a rooster to keep away foxes and stoats with that voice that would turn porridge back into oats. Remember this sound and keep searching, my dears, for another sound treasure awaiting your ears. It's brand new and fleecy. It suckles and gambols. And look out for that Easter hare as you ramble. That's it. You guessed right. You knew it would bleat and gamble and frolic. You knew it was sheep. Specifically lambs. Little gangs of them running and jumping together or lounging and sunning. Make note of this sound in your head. And don't rest. There's one more sound treasure to find on your quest. It's soaking and sodden and comes down in drops. It buckets and pours and it waters the crops. Thank you. What a life-giving, glorious sound. A rain shower, the juice of the earth, a source of green power. It's time to sow seeds and dance for your cake. It's spring and it's Easter, and we're alive for life's sake. Those sounds you collected, now remember them, three, and list them in a WhatsApp or a text straight to me with your name to the number 0873 845048. Quick, quick as can be. Now, put phones away and let your ears listen to the sounds of the spring that you might have been missing. The skylarks, the wood pigeons, the swallows. But please, don't forget the much quieter insects and bees, or the frogs, bats, and even the unfurling leaves, the rain in the garden, the sap in the trees, or people in company breaking a fast for the pleasure of being together at last.
Is that you there?